Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to another podcast by Develop Direction in Life. My name is Richie. You know, sometimes it is just enough to get through the day. We can load ourselves with demands and expectations, the list of things to do in our head, the day full of things we seek to do. But that world outside often has other plans. I was reminded of this at the end of what felt like a very long week of work this week. I began the week knowing that it was going to be busy, was going to be a bit of a challenge to me, both physically and mentally. So I entered it with a degree of preparation and mindful of the need to manage myself. The week began with a train journey. A train journey which ended up taking over 3 hours longer than intended. Courtesy of a broken down train blocking the line, it resulted in a late evening arrival at a hotel. And the thought of sleeping in a strange bed always seems to be a struggle for me and filled me with dread. And the 7 hours journey sat on trains turned out to be energy sapping. No doubt further fueled by the confusion and uncertainty surrounding what was happening with the onward travel. After spending the next day in a meeting, the return journey proceeded without drama, albeit it turned out to be a long day. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday were each days of delivering 7 hours of educational training, which can at times be challenging and energy draining, but at the same time extremely rewarding. So early nights sorted to address this, but even so, Friday morning was still a struggle to bounce out of bed, and by Friday lunchtime I really did feel like a spent force. In the back of my mind was that long list of things I had wanted to get done by the end of the week. Not a single tick against any of them. So at lunchtime, I escaped into the fresh air, grabbed a coffee and pondered. I reflected on the week so far, accepting it for what it was, and reminded myself of the fact that everything starts with my own state of mind and my approach. I took time to recognise what I had actually done, giving each thing a real sense of purpose, placing a value on what had actually been done, not about what hadn't been done. So with 2 hours of training left to deliver, I returned to the sessions in a calmer state, seeing it now as the beginning of a new task rather than the continuation of a whole day and week of tasks. This way I saw the challenge of getting through the day as something far less. It was only 2 hours and then I get to jump into the car and head home. The process of seeing what lay ahead as a new event conjured up some fresh energy from somewhere within, squeezing out the final drops. That said, by the time I got home, I felt like I was physically and mentally empty. And I'm sure you can all relate to that feeling. As the laptop came out of the bag, there was that temptation to open the lid, turn it on and tackle the things to be done. But as I rummaged around for the power cable, I was reminded of the need to halt. Halt is something I spoke about in a podcast a while ago. If you feel hungry, angry, lonely or tired, then stop and give it your attention. Why not grab a listen to it if you haven't tuned in before? So I was hungry, I was tired, so I needed now to focus on me. So I grabbed a sandwich and went for a 30-minute doze, awakening a little heavy-headed but more accepting. More accepting of the fact that sometimes just getting through the day is enough. To survive the day means you are now ready then to tackle the next day. I was now accepting of the fact that what lay ahead of me in the coming days was opportunity to do the things I needed to do, the things I wanted to do. The last 5 days were now done with, and to be brutally honest with myself, of that list of things which remained outstanding, there was nothing there which was going to lead to death, disaster, or distress because it hadn't been done. The expectations we set ourselves can sometimes become the biggest obstacle we then place in our own way. It can become a shadow over the day, preventing us from enjoying the light shining, from appreciating the moment. On those challenging days, which just seem to suck the life out of you, take the time to reflect on what you actually have done, what you have given. After all, in these cases, you really have given your all. That survival has made you stronger. And you are now in a new reality, the reality of now. And that new reality can be made of fresh dreams, desires, and of course, things to do. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. My name is Richie. And this has been another podcast by Develop Direction in Life. I hope you tune in again soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.